Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Transformation Cafe with your host, Robin Misevich. Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about health, wellness, happiness, personal growth, spirituality, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
Well, hey, everybody. I want to thank you to the Transformation Cafe. I'm your host, Robin Misevich. And as always, I have my lovely co-host, Miss Amy. How are you today?
Well, I'm not sure what I'm committed to and what I'm not committed to. So I'm not sure what I'm committing to saying about how I feel.
You could do that for a whole half hour.
I really could.
You know,
I really, really could.
But then I'm committed about this, and I don't know how I'm committed about that, and then it maybe would be loyalty. So what would loyalty look like? And people are like, let's just stop the conversation right now. Oh, we have a Miss Elena.
Hello.
Is on. Hey, Miss Elena, how is it going?
It's going very well, thank you. Feeling very
good.
Loyal today.
You are very loyal today. Yes, we just started getting the conversation going. So that's wonderful. So right off the bat, I wanted to, since we got Miss Elena on it, what was your overall thoughts about loyalty once you read this section?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
You asking me?
Pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no pressure.
Moi?
We're right out of the gate. Thanks, Robin.
Spontaneity, if nothing else. Let's do this. Right? Yeah.
Well, for me, it was about, like, you know, I spent a lot of years, you know, being loyal to lots of things,
mm-hmm.
right? But then what is it? And what, you know, whenever I had a shift, I've had a shift in principles, ideals, you know? And,
mm-hmm.
You know, what would I be loyal to now? It's kind of like, is loyalty always guaranteed? You know, like those kinds of things. Like, is it okay to change your mind about being loyal to something?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's interesting. So I almost think of I think of loyalty, is it change your heart?
Oh.
Yeah. Well,
and
going back to what,
a logical way.
Mhm. And remember, Daniel had talked about that at the beginning of the first episode when we had him on the show, and that's something that he said about, you know, is it cultivating from your heart? And I think with each of these things, you know, last time when we talked about trust, you know, what are you setting your heart upon, right?
Mm-hmm.
When it comes
mm-hmm.
to loyalty, setting your heart upon. And I think you're really talking about, you know, Elena, you're really saying this whole thing is like, as I grow and change, as I have challenges with relationships, you know, where's my loyalty now? And I think one thing that I can say is I've really learned to be loyal to myself.
Right.
And I think that's something that you can kind of grow into about, you know, am I willing to be, you know, having to change relationships with others so I don't lose my loyalty to myself? And that can be huge.
And I think that's a really big discussion, that
mm-hmm.
what is, you know, loyalty to self really mean. I've really
mm-hmm.
been playing with this. It's like sometimes I feel like I have my loyalty is to my heart dream, which sometimes mm-hmm. pushes myself aside.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes myself uncomfortable.
It feels like a deep. That seems like another long conversation.
I know. So that
yeah.
we'll be chewing on this for a while, I think. So let's come back to the very beginning, because I would love to kind of dance with how he's approaching loyalty. So, you know, he starts off at the very beginning. Before you begin a journey, you probably create a plan, make arrangements, call ahead, book tickets, and pack the things you'll need. And he says, life occasionally takes us on unexpected paths, both in travel and in life, and there is something at play when we start off that can be described as loyalty or fidelity. By these words, I mean the commitments we make, the things we care about most, and our highest hopes. So I just think it's interesting. He's bringing, you know, loyalty and fidelity together, and you know, this trip that we're on. So I love, Alana, how you had said about, you know, as I'm on this journey, right, those things shift. And I'm assuming somebody wants to share this 2016 Olympic story. It's really a beautiful one. Who is feeling called to do that?
Everybody goes, me. Well, what was really cool about that was, there was actually, for the first time in history, they had a team of refugees that walked in.
Mm-hmm.
And what was wonderful is that the Olympic Committee said, yeah, we want you guys to represent, you know, go ahead and represent. And one of the members of the team was named Yashra Marindi. I hope I'm close to that name. She was from Damascus when they had been destroyed by the 215 with the Syrian civil war. And of course, if you guys remember that, all those people were fleeing, and it was just from one place to another. So, you know,
Loyalty as I was loyal to my country, but then that shifts.
Right.
And now I
right.
have a team of refugees from all different countries that had their loyalties. I mean, it's really fascinating.
Yeah, and the fact that she came from Damascus, and then, you know, with the war, she was basically had to flee to Lebanon and then to Turkey. And then they wind up paying to go to get smuggled to Greece. And while they were getting smuggled to Greece, they were on this boat. And they winded up having problems with the boat, to where the boat started sinking. And Mindy and her sister basically jumped out because they could swim. They were like, you know, Olympic swimmers, and basically made sure that everybody got to shore safely. And it
and
was
another person
what,
you know, probably didn't even know. The three of them all could have swam away and
right.
not risked themselves.
Yeah.
But they became
But, you know,
loyal.
He talked about right.
everybody else
talked
in
about,
that boat, right?
Right, and talked about the loyalty of them staying with the boat and making sure that everybody got ashore. And, you know, that loyalty that's, you know, bigger than you. And it makes me think of, you know, a little bit later in the chapter, Daniel starts talking about people who are disciples. And back in the day, disciples actually meant a larger meaning than it does now when people think about disciples, when somebody being a disciple of a church. It's disciples of a concept of something like a movement that you want to be assisting in a, you know, in a global way, in a community way. You know, and one of the things is like, you know, orienting ourselves toward triumph of good and compassion in the world. And that could be something, you're a disciple of that in the way that you move and make choices in the world. And that was kind of a big aha for me. I'm like, wow, I hadn't really thought of, you know, being a disciple that way.
And Alana, is there anything that you'd like to talk about in that arena?
Sorry, I had myself muted. you know, yeah, I mean, I love that, you know, I love that, you know, that getting, like you're saying, getting out back to the true meaning of discipleship, you know, what is that? It's being led, it's being taught, it's not worshiping, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what, I mean, to me, you know, a commitment to the learning, a commitment to the practice, that's where I think loyalty would lie into the discipleship for me, you know. And I love that. I love that. As a, you know,
really,
and of course, I'm always more comfortable as we get into these parenting topics. As we get towards the end of this, or to the middle of this, so y'all keep getting me on these, but you know, parenting areas where I'm going to live and breathe. That, you know, that's where it's. Those were the. Those were the things that just like were very eye-opening for me in here. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, like the 42 there, it says disciples may not be directed towards a person or God. Instead, it might be to ask to prioritize and work towards helping others to make justice or to contribute to a common good. Where I heard Joan Brzezinko, she's an MD, she's a spiritualist, she's a psychologist, and I went to a workshop of hers, which was really quite a blessing, and she talked about the stages of a woman's life, and she did that right, you know, being a mother, and then right, you know, becoming the sage, and she said that phase of her life, she called it, not on my watch.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what it feels like we're entering into, right? Is the, no, not on my watch. I'm loyal to, right, the common good. I'm loyal to my children and the children of, you know, my city, my country, you know, my world. And, you know, for me, the child is all of us, you know, and supporting all of us. I want to come back to page 39. This, I think this is one of my favorite sentences in the whole book, if not one of my favorite sentences for a while now. It's near at the bottom. It says, fidelity as faith is not faithfulness to statements about God, but a radical centering in the holy mystery of life itself.
Read it again.
Fidelity of faith is not faithfulness to statements about God, but a radical centering in the holy mystery of life itself.
Mm-hmm. But I love that. One of those things you can really sit with that and, you know, meditate about that. Because to me, you know, he goes to talk about reflecting a holy way in life. And he says it's centering, they're bringing about expressing love, respect, and justice for all. And in every moment, I can have that as, a marker for me about this is what I seek to, how I seek to serve, how I seek to express love and respect and justice for, you know. I think that's something that we were talking about the other day about when it comes, you know, when we talked about trust and having that level of, you know, can I trust you? Do I feel respected? And I think that's a very good thing that comes into loyalty, about can I be loyal in a way that, because like when you feel like you're really in a good relationship, you know, there is trust, there is respect, because there's that knowing of that person that, you know, that they're looking out for you as you're looking out for them. Not necessarily always, but it's a double, you know, it's mutual. There's a loyalty to that. It makes me think of, you know, the military and having these loyalties that they pledge and having the way that they serve the country and being, you know, in a place of protecting and, you know, representing in a big way and being loyal in that way. I mean, that's, you know, to some people can't even imagine that, depending on how you seek to be, you know, be serving in the world.
Well, I want to come back to the boat for a minute. So all these people from different countries, and let's assume they were loyal to their country. Now those countries, you know, are gone. That doesn't mean they're not loyal in a new way. But if they couldn't be loyal to a group of people, then those people could have just died without them forming this new loyalty. And ultimately, what comes to me, it's loyalty to being a humanitarian.
Bigger than a country.
Like our dear friend Dr. Crispin, she is an allist.
Right. Oh, I like that. An allist.
I know, right?
It really ties into what he's talking about here, and I think this is true for me. But when he's talking about Unitarian Universalism and how we commit our efforts to a local church, but we don't really see the larger faith there. And he said we develop an allegiance to an individual or small group rather than to a larger effort. And I think that's so, I mean, I see that all the time. Like, we just get so focused in on the local that we don't really, like, reach out outside of that. Now, I've noticed that for myself recently, even with, like, I'm usually someone who's really reaching out to society, helping others, trying to get, you know, trying to help my neighbors, you know, those, doing these things. And with COVID, I have just been really, I mean, tightening down on the isolation, you know, and but even I think that even stopped me from like reaching out kind of past, although I think this book has helped and several other things that we've been reading lately, right, that I'm really grateful for that because it has kept me moving that one, you know, that within the 10% outside of my comfort zone that I'm like, I'm happy in. So, you know, just like, but like, it is easy to just say, oh, okay, I can do this one super local thing, but then forget about all the rest of the things that, you know, how that impacts the rest of the world, you know, or the rest of the items that go along with your super local thing. Does that make sense to what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's almost like we've been, how loyal can I be to so many things simultaneously? is what it felt
absolutely.
Like for me. You know,
yeah,
it's like
right.
you know, almost like loyalty overload. I care about animals.
Right.
I care about the kids. I care about, right? There's so much that's being strained. It's like, how much can I go, you know, of me and my loyalty can go around?
Right, yeah.
So we're really coming down to so much of things right now is that prioritizing. And I loved what you talked about, Alana, early on about it. Things change, right? My loyalties change. But I don't know that that's
mm-hmm.
really true. Here, let me play with this a bit. Because I think there's an ultimate loyalty that,
mm-hmm.
you know, that overrides everything that looks like it's this at one point and that another. And here on
right.
page 40, you know, false idols. And
mm-hmm.
and I love how it's like that false loyalty kind of came to me. And I don't know.
Do you
want to
talk about what happened this weekend?
Which part?
Well, we had a friend that we were hanging out with, and she shared how her focus got pulled away from just the bigger sense of God, bigger sense of force. And
right.
She was being called to really refocus in a way that helped her to be more devoted and to be more in a place of focusing on, you know, what's really the message, what's the real core of the things that I need
right.
to be knowing, instead of allowing
right.
myself to get caught up in, you know, just the smaller things that I thought I would should be worshiping. And, you know, it's basically
right.
whatever I'm
you
focusing
know?
On, you know, whatever. It could be the addiction. It could be the whatever. That's that thing that's
uh-huh.
pulling me away from the being able to have, like we talked about, you know, the holy way of a life of like, you know, being
and
able to see the bigger picture.
And one thing, again, I don't want to get into specific because it's not our story, but for her, she backed away for several months because she knew something was out of whack and that she really wasn't being loyal to the true source. Let me
mm-hmm.
throw it out a way that's making sense to me right now. I'd love to play with this with my friends. So for me, again, I've done a lot of work with nonprofits, and there's so many great causes. Oh, my gosh, you know, homelessness and feeding and helping people with dealing with all the grief that's going on. And there's just like, so many angles. And so it almost came down to what am I most loyal to for me? And almost it's too much. And I'm so grateful for both of you and our and other friends that we can really have these conversations. So really boiling it up or boiling it down, however you make sense of it, what is the loyalty that I have? For me, the loyalty I have is supporting people who are doing good work on the world. And then otherwise I'm pulled so many different directions. Oh, this thing here or this thing here. No, if I support those key change makers in the world, that is where my loyalty lies. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was interesting because I went to go spend some time with Amy this weekend, and we didn't necessarily have a lot of agendas of what we were going to do. But even within those agendas, you know, we were willing to be spontaneous. And in
let me tell you about loyalty. I had several things planned, Robin, that you surprised
mm-hmm.
me, so yay, I'm grateful for that. I changed several things because of my loyalty to you and our relationship.
Mm-hmm. And so with that willingness to change and be open to the spontaneity of whatever was going to be coming in front of us, you know, we were able to help people to see things in different ways, including ourselves, and just
mm-hmm.
have these magical moments that occurred because, you know, we were allowing, you know, God to be a part of those experiences.
Yeah, and be led to, you know, what were we really loyal to in that moment. For me, I think it's one of the things, and it's interesting, a loyalty that we have together, that we share, is being present for ourselves and the people we come in contact with. So there were so many
mm-hmm.
really beautiful moments over those 3 days that were fully connected because our loyalty. So it's interesting. I friendship is a really important thing to me. And each person brings out a different part of ourselves. So I guess we get to look at our loyalty in different ways with the different people we're working with, that we're hanging out with, that we're living with, and how do I play out those loyalties and be true to myself? You know, that's the trick question, right?
And I think for me, one thing that I'm really seeing because of these conversations and, you know, going through, you know, what Daniel's been so wonderful to be able to put that down there, just for having a sense of inquiry and being questioning about things and curious about things, as I'm seeing people loyal to the fact that we can, their loyalty to having things change.
They're loyal to change.
Yeah, good point. Healthy change. It's almost like things are going to change. Let me say this another way. Things are going to change is how do I deal with that change? How about that? I don't know if it's healthy change or not healthy change, but it's changing. And how am I going to do it in a healthy way?
Well, we're loyal to one another, knowing that in the next moment you could be a different person, but that doesn't mean I can't, I'm willing to be loyal to seeing where that's going to go.
Like, let's just put this way. I am highly committed to you, Robin, and to you, Alana, and that is where I put my loyalty, not into the things that happen or that could rip us apart. My first loyalty is the commitment to our relationships. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Crap is going to happen on all sides of the house.
The doo-doo is going to hit the fan.
Always. Because that's relationship.
Right,
that's
right. You know, we're bigger than that.
For everything,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's true
mm-hmm.
for everything you're struggling with in any relationship, relationships with all things. There's going to be that struggle. So where does your loyalty lie? Loyalty lies to those tenets, those strong inward values you have, I think it's kind of, for me, that's like being loyal to my values, being loyal to, as you said, yourself, what is in my core that I can say yes to?
I love on page 43, he talks about discipleship, but he says discipleship means commitment beyond lip service. It means living life with focus and direction. And he goes on to talk about, when it comes to looking at life, he goes, ask yourself whether your God's too small. And I think that's really good to be coming from that place of like, am I loyal to, in this moment, this is what I know, and I'm willing to allow it to be bigger. I'm allowing it to be surprised. It was. I'm looking forward to it. I'm loyal to the level of curiosity of where it can take me. I think that's really cool loyalty when it comes to being committed to just being surprised.
Well, okay. And Alana had talked about how she was comfortable with a 10% risk or movement. And so
she's moved up to 35.
That
come on.
Great. That sounds really great, but for her, that may not sound so great.
Right. So, Alana, how do you feel about that?
Sorry, there is dinner being cooked in the background, and it is loud. I keep muting myself. Repeat the question, basically, because
Robin had made the comment about being loyal to and the to shifting and changing and how exciting that was.
Mm-hmm. Right. I don't think.
Well, that doesn't mean it's always exciting, but it's being allowing things to excited to the
okay,
to
let's...
being surprised about having things be showing things that I may not have ever been willing to look at before. Committed to that.
Okay. Great.
Committed
and
growth. How about that? And call growth.
I think for me, it's like, I'm committed to growth. I can be loyal to that doesn't sit right. For me, I think that when it comes to the word loyalty, it's just like something that I don't want to break, and it seems unchanging to me. It's almost like an unchanging thing. So I'd have to really work with that and figure out, I'd probably have to do some journaling around that and see what I think, really think about being committed to changing, because loyalty just seems like such a stake in the ground to me.
I think that's a really good point.
That's always how I've been with relationships. And maybe it is a fault, if I feel threatened by disloyalty in any way, then, I run, or I get scared and I act out, And so where is it, where, how do I need to look at that? Maybe I need to be a little more open to that idea.
Well, and he talks about on 41, what is life's magnetic north? So I think, being with, what are really truths for you? That this is what I live my life by until I know a really good reason not to, right? And I don't even know about that. So, again, we just have to play with it. And on 43, mid page there, says Unitarian Universal described to me as commitment to each and to the possibilities of what we can do together. So committed to each other and the possibilities of what we can do together. But there can be loyalty with, you know, right within that loyalty.
And that's what I loved whenever I started attending that church with Daniel, was seeing the way that they are multifaceted. You know, they do so many things in so many different areas of society. And there's not one thing that they're like, this is our thing, you know, and this is the way it is. It's like, this is a worthwhile endeavor, and it deserves attention. And this is a worthwhile endeavor, and it deserves attention. And so, you know, those things are important. You know, it is like you're saying, being intentional, putting the priorities where the priorities need to go, that all things, being committed to serving wherever that may need to be. Right?
Right, and finding what service is, right?
Yeah.
And there's so many parts. And let's look at Texas. So, you know, you guys are dead smack in the middle of all that. And so what does that change for the loyalties to the church and its mission right now? I mean, I don't know the answer. I'm just asking the question, right? Are you still there? Oh, crap.
We're like, waiting on Texas. We're waiting on Texas.
Hello,
yes.
Texas. Okay.
Yes.
So,
hello,
Texas.
I'm muted again.
No, it's good.
Muted again.
So again,
I'm just going to be very open with the audience tonight. Sure. Tonight is a rough night for Alana. So we're pulling it out tonight. We're trying to be as present as I can. There's a million things pulling at me tonight, and so I am working hard to be present in this call.
Well, and I honor you for doing that, because you've got a lot of loyalties, right, pulling you, all
yes,
the different
yes.
people, all your different projects. So yay you. And I think that's, honestly, that's the truth, right, that our loyalty
mm-hmm.
is being pulled in many directions. So I want to put it
right.
The last sentence on 47, and then walk into the questions here a little bit. And so it says, what are you loyal to? And is that big enough? Well, again, that changes based on what's going on in my life. Like I said, we were talking about with Texas, what just happened with a whole lot of things shifted there. And so it's like big enough maybe making sure everybody's got warmth, making sure people have food could be big enough right now. And then that, once you get that stabilized, we'll look at, okay, what's another way of looking at big enough? And then it just says, if you reflectively answer yes to the second part, it may be worth asking again. So I think it is an ongoing question. So I want to kind of walk through the questions here. We're butting up against time like we do. Oh, goodness sakes, Robin, will you please tell our flower wisdom for loyalty today?
Well, the thing that popped in for me was the delphinium, because, you know, think about the way that it opens itself up to the sun. And, you know, more than anything, it's about being true blue.
Mm.
You know, using the colors of blue in communication and the depth of, you know, you think of the ocean and just think of blue, how it's something that sustains and holds and cultivates and still in a place that it can be receptive to, you know, what's around it.
Mm.
So that's what kind of came up for me, was delphinium, you know.
Beautiful.
I love that. You know, that blue is my favorite color, and loyalty is one of my core things that I expect in relationships. And I just love that. That totally goes together for me, Robin. Thank you.
And what we want to plant in our gardens, right? You know, that's a really great analogy.
So the last question is, what are you ultimately loyal to? And I was just kind of writing things down, and I said cultivating the fullness of change, loyalty to joy, loyalty to a smile.
Oh.
Well, for me, it was being kind.
I think for me, people, you know, like, valuing relationships, investing in them, maintaining them, that is something that's, you know, remaining vulnerable in my relationships. trying to, you know, improve being loyal to my own, to, like you said, to my own growth, like mm-hmm. being loyal to that endeavor, you know, because mm-hmm. it's easy to say, gosh, I've really been working a whole lot on myself lately. Take a break.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes that's part of doing the work, right, is taking the break.
Right.
Right.
But that just means, you know, that's always, but that's still participating in the work, right? And so,
right.
Yeah.
You know, when gardening, sometimes you have to let the land go great so it can rejuvenate itself. Give it some
correct.
Time.
Yeah, you have to give it a time to rest. Yeah, the land has to rest so it can rejuvenate itself. Yeah.
And that's part of that.
Staying
loyal in those areas, yep.
Yeah, I had a friend who's going to be having a birthday coming up, and she started making a list of all these different things that she wanted to do and different kinds of stuff, because people start saying, you know, what do you want for your birthday kind of thing. And what was interesting is she made the list and she went through everything and she goes, you know, this is too much. I shouldn't be telling this to everybody. This is like too much of like, and I'm like, no, this is perfect. You're really tapping into your own sense of self and taking care of yourself and coming loyal to yourself about what makes me happy. I mean, what better way of being able to celebrate yourself than coming from this place of cultivating your own wellness and your own loyalty to yourself about, you know, what does make me happy? It's great to help other people, but, you know, it always goes back to the air, you know, the oxygen mask in the airplane. You know, you got to put one on yourself before you can help other people.
Well, let's do round robin here with this last question before we head on out for the night. What are you committed to with the fullness of your being? For me,
yeah,
that's
like
being
I said,
a different.
Cultivating the fullness of positive change.
Well, for me, always love, you know, always.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The queen of mother love.
The queen of mother love. There she is.
I love that. That's a 60s rock right there.
Yeah, it is. You know, embroider that on a pillow.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So just, you know, for all of our diners, just really want to encourage you to, you know, maybe do a little journaling, like, you know, Elena was saying, and just, you know, what is that for me? You know, is it that stake in the ground, or is it something that's growing and evolving and changing, just hopefully like I am in all my relationships and the way that I am, you know, interacting in the world and what really matters to me as I, you know, I just, you know, take action and move forward. You know, what does that look like
and
in cultivating?
Both. Maybe there's some things that are hard and fast you're loyal to, and some things
yeah.
about loyalty shift.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Just kind
and
of
I think there's
what is loyalty for me this
right.
Week.
There's room for all of it, because I think, you know, some things have to be, you know, that are stakes in the ground. And that don't change. And even with that, it's having it to where, you know, you've got a plot of land, And I know that I can, you know, nurture that.
Mm-hmm.
And have it, you know, being able to be nurtured.
To be loyal together with y'all.
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 Been good.
With all
that's
y'all.
That's my text. All y'all. My ode to Texas. Tonight.
The ode to Texas, mm-hmm. y'all. To the y'all. It's all good.
Y'all.
Well, thanks, ladies. This has been very good conversation. So next week we're going to be talking about the world view. And I think, you know, that was loyalty. It was a great way of being able to move into that on, you know, things that matter. We can, you know, trust and have faith and also look at loyalty. So I'm just like this. I'm sure it's going to be this good conversation. So we look forward to having
mm-hmm.
you join us next week as well. So, all right, guys. We'll talk to you later. Thanks for joining us.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.